Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, with an update or an adjustment to a podcast I recently posted dealing with the National Postal Mail Handlers' victory on an arbitration decision regarding the USS. I'm going to slow it down a bit and give you more of an in-depth explanation of exactly who that arbitration decision benefits. First of all, it benefits the mail handler craft. Second of all, when we talk, and I should have been more detailed, USS, let me say to you, there are several versions of universal sorters. The one version classified as USS is the only version that the arbitration victory applies itself to. So again, still an awesome victory for the national, but I just want to take a second and go over universal sorters with the podcast audience. Now, I'll tell you, there were a lot of questions floating around Columbus about, was the universal sorter in Columbus part of the arbitration victory? And I got to tell you, I was one of the drum majors that thought it was. But as I began to get more and more questions, I decided to go to the source so I communicate with our national headquarters. And I was lucky enough, well, I won't say lucky enough, I am a member, so I had the fortunate opportunity to communicate with Tom Ruthers. And Tom was one of the NDRCs that represented the post office for this decision. Now, as a result of communication with Thomas Ruthers, I understand that there are multiple types of universal sorters. You have a high-speed universal sorter. That's what's in Columbus right now. And I appreciate the time the mechanics on Columbus, Ohio Tour 2 spent with me today as we try to research this. Hey, kudos to our two City Gate mechanics. You know who you are. I don't want to say your name because you might not be liked if you're on my podcast. But anyway, you got the high-speed universal sorter, low-cost universal sorter, the robust bulk universal sorter, and the universal sorter system. So, when it comes to the arbitration decision, it only applies to the universal sorter system. So, again, you've got a high-speed universal sorter, low-cost universal sorter, the robust bulk universal sorter, and the universal sorter system. So that's four universal sorters, or four different configurations, or four universal sorters. But in this case, we are only talking about the universal sorter system, the USS. Now, I got to tell you, I had to go back and edit my podcast from yesterday. The information was taken directly from the arbitration decision, pretty lengthy one. But what I failed to do is be specific. When I said universal sorter, I had to go back and edit in universal sorter system. So again, I thought I was one of those folks that thought Columbus, Ohio would be would take advantage of this arbitration decision. But in Columbus, Ohio, we have the high-speed universal system, HPUS. We do not have the universal sorter system. So I hope I cleared that up. And again, I was getting very anxious about the possibility of cross-class grievances in Columbus, Ohio. But we'll wait for the next issue. So again, we're talking about the universal sorter system and the universal sorter system only. And again, Tom Ruthers, I really appreciate you. National Contract Administration, I appreciate you for reaching out with the correspondence that allows me to further keep my members informed. Have a great day. I'll talk to you later.